USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A longtime advisor to then-President Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, now indicted for criminal contempt of Congress.
The Justice Department's move exposes Bannon to fines in as much as a year in jail for each count. The House voted to approve a criminal contempt referral for him last month.
That's USA's Brad Bernards. The governor of Wisconsin has deployed over 500 National Guard troops to Kenosha to back up law enforcement if needed when the Kyle Rittenhouse double murder trial verdict comes in. The jury is to get the case after closing arguments, which are to begin on Monday morning. Comedian Dave Chappelle's alma mater in Baltimore, Maryland, is postponing a fundraiser that was set to feature the comedian next month, as many students at the school have been condemning Chappelle and his recent Netflix special, which featured mostly jokes about the LGBTQ community. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Consumer sentiment's running at its lowest level in a decade. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Attitude, falling nearly 5 points in early November, it's now down more than 13% as compared to a year ago. The survey notes surging prices for homes and cars and big-ticket items, with Americans having little confidence that government policies are going to make any difference in the foreseeable future. One in four consumers surveyed complained about inflation causing them to lower their living standards this month.
This is the 87th overall successful recovery of our Falcon 9 first stage.
That from the official SpaceX stream, as a Falcon 9 rocket carried 53 more Starlink satellites into orbit today, lifting off from Cape Canaveral. It's the 31st Starlink mission, the goal of eventually providing worldwide broadband connectivity with those little satellites. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Free Britney movement has ended, because Britney's now free of the conservatorship she has lived under for more than a decade.
The decision comes more than a month after a judge suspended Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, as her conservator. Spears has been working to end her conservatorship for more than a year, accusing Jamie Spears of conservator abuse, including using her estate and finances for his own benefit and attempting to control her career and personal life.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. More on the story. This is some of what Britney Spears' lawyer had to say outside the courthouse following that Friday ruling that lifted the conservatorship.
James P. Spears, as we all know, from public records, took anywhere from $3 to $4 million from the estate.
Saying while Britney may be free, they will be continuing their efforts to also get her justice and compensation for that conservatorship gone wrong. And if you celebrate Christmas, you know what it's like to put all those lights up every year. Well, imagine putting them up on the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. They're starting to do that tonight in Midtown Manhattan. The 79-foot Norway spruce coming from Maryland. The lighting ceremony set for Wednesday, the 1st of December. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.